This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
House of Representatives passed a set of funding bills needed to avoid a partial government shutdown. The bills now head to the Senate, where the upper chamber is trying to reach an agreement to pass them in time. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he's pleased with the legislation because it allowed him to make spending cuts.
We also advanced, as you've seen the summary, cuts to some of the agencies that we believe are really overreaching and have been turned in some ways against the American people. We're going to cut 3% from DOJ, 7% from the ATF, 6% from the FBI, and 10% from the EPA. And that's just a start. We have a lot more priorities and things that we need to advance. But the reality is, as we all recognize, is that we have to grow the House majority, take back the Senate for the Republican Party, and win the White House. And I'm here to tell you the reason we're optimistic is we believe those things are going to happen in November. We can't wait. That day can't get here soon enough.
I mean, what has happened to my former party? You get a speaker who's bragging about defunding the police. Mm-hmm. He's bragging about defunding the top law enforcement agencies in America. He's bragging about defunding the agency that's responsible for stopping gangs, responsible for stopping terrorists at home and around the world. And he's proud of that? Seriously? Drug cartels? He's bragging about that.
He's bragging about it.
So he's helping drug cartels. Like, drug lords are thrilled to hear he's cutting funding for these law enforcement agencies. And Vladimir Putin is thrilled to hear that he continues to stand in the way of helping Ukraine defend itself. So Mike Johnson, friend of drug cartels and Vladimir Putin. That's kind of hard to put on a bumper sticker when you're running for re-election.
Also won't pick up the bipartisan immigration reform that also would hurt the drug cartels. Yeah. and keep human traffickers at bay and everything else.
It's another moment where the Republican Party commits a self-inflicted wound at the behest of Donald Trump, who falsely accused the FBI and DOJ of being weaponized against him.
Right.
This is their payback.
You know, Speaker Johnson, I wouldn't really be touting 6% cuts, 7% cuts, maybe add a zero, and then we can talk. But look, as much as we want to bash on Joe Biden for what's going to, you know, he's going to talk about tonight at the State of the Union, it is House Republicans who have allowed him to continue to weaponize the federal government against the people who watch this show, against some of the president's most staunch supporters. Right? And now you can see it's sort of the buried lead from that clip. That's going to be what Joe Biden's message is tonight, right? They're going to try to euphemize the idea of government weaponization, that actually when we try to cut the FBI, the rogue FBI, the rogue DOJ, that we're actually aiding and abetting what's happening at the southern border. Now, how's that for a spin? Now, someone who's been on the forefront of this fight is, of course, Congressman Ralph Norman, who's come on the show a lot during the debt ceiling debates, the debt ceiling debacles. I hope he can hear me now. But Congressman Norman, if you heard that clip, I don't know if you could, but that sort of spin that what you guys have been doing, now I would say you guys need to do a lot more, but when it comes to cutting the FBI's budget or really going after government weaponization, that is somehow making it easier for the cartels to profit. What say you to that angle of attack coming from the White House?
Well, we just have a disagreement, one with this upcoming spending spree that we're on that has $12 billion in earmarks. And, you know, we're still borrowing the same money from ourselves and $34 trillion in debt. You know, the public knows that. But we finally got to take action. And none is more important than the border. My question to the president is the fence is going up to protect him and us. Why is the same protection of a fence and a wall not being done to the American people. And the weaponization that you talk about is just wrong. Every agency that under his administration is going against the American people, and the priorities are just off base. And so not only can we not afford it, the priorities that this president, this administration has put in place is simply breaking the backs of this country, and the election couldn't come quick enough.
Now, it seems like the mainstream media, the line that they're taking is that Joe Biden is going to focus on his fiscal successes, which I don't think there are many to look at, but I guess they're going to create some out of thin air. But I'm just curious, from your perspective, how do you think they're going to cover the border, right? I know the press, the White House loves to hammer you guys, saying that you're to blame for what's going on at the southern border, but are the people in your district, are your voters, are they continuing to fall for that gaslighting, that lie, or do you think they see through it?
Well, they see through it, Natalie, because they see it. I mean, even in Rock Hill, South Carolina, we're all border states now, including South Carolina. We're seeing the migrants on our streets and on our roads and in our schools. The Biden administration will try to cast blame on others, and who knows who he'll blame? But it's squarely on him. He cannot take full responsibility for it, because under President Trump, we had a secure border. Now we've got 10 to 15 million people that he's flying in on airplanes to avoid the border. That's unconscionable. And he took an oath to protect and defend this country, and he's violated it. And so the fact of he can say all he wants tonight, and I debated whether they even come to hear the empty rhetoric and the lies, but I owe it to the American people or to my constituents to at least listen to it. But you're going to have some reaction when he starts this bogus casting blame like he did on gas prices initially. He blamed Putin of all people. So we'll see how it goes. I don't expect anything, though.
Last question before I let you go. You know, it was Obama who wouldn't dare say radical Islamic terrorism. I'm sure Joe Biden won't say illegal immigrant or illegal alien. That's apparently not okay to say. But specifically on the issue of Hunter Biden, we know there's some news breaking today. I'm sure they'll try to overshadow it with probably another indictment of Trump or someone Trump adjacent. But where do we stand on the likelihood of him coming in to testify publicly? I know it seems like they've scheduled it, but can you show us a little angle on what to expect on that front?
Yeah, I think they'll continue to subpoena not just Hunter, but all of his associates that, by the way, are talking against him. And look what James Comer and Jim Jordan already have. They've got checks that went to not only Hunter Biden, but to the big guy, Joe Biden. They have LLC accounts that you just can't make up. They got firm evidence, and they've got to build the case, and which they will continue to do. And it's pretty damaging, particularly with the sellout of China that this administration is, that's pretty evident by what they found so far. So they'll continue to do it. And I think it's the right move to make.
Congressman Norman, if people want to follow you, support you, where can they go to do all that?
RepRalphNorman.com.
A must follow. It's one of the good ones. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Natalie.
Of course. Now, another good friend of the show is, of course, Colonel John Mills. Now, I'm sure you guys know what's been going on in the Red Sea with the Houthis. We have some ships being targeted, some civilian casualties, but it all sort of works to, I think, what is the broader realignment of the global order that apparently, according to the Chinese Communist Party, you just need to be okay with taking orders from them. Wang Yi, their foreign minister, gave a press conference, I believe, yesterday, saying that basically the United States needs to just be okay with being second fiddle. If China wants to do something, they're going to get away with it, and they're actually going to get closer to Russia. I'm so glad the experts in the room, the Harvard Kennedy School graduates that staff the Biden regime up to the brims, are so good at global affairs that they've, got us, I think, as close as we've ever been to World War III. But Colonel Mills, I know you have firsthand experience of all of this. And of course, you always bring the best charts to the show. So I'll let you rip on what Wang Yi said and why Joe Biden is responsible for this kind of inversion of global affairs.
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. An honor to be on the show with you again. Wang Yi, now he was called in from retirement. Or, I mean, he was in the very upper echelon. But Quinn Gong, the former Tony Blinken equivalent, had an affair and disappeared, and so did his Chinese journalist girlfriend and her baby. They're all disappeared, probably dead. So Wang Yi got pulled off and said, hey, you got to go back and take over State Department again, their equivalent. So, yeah, they're having the two sessions meeting right now in Beijing, which is kind of their upper-level confab. And Wang Yi is this is all about an assault on American leadership in the world that, for the most part, has worked since the Second World War. But we have the Biden-Blinken team and Jake Sullivan, and then we have a Secretary of Defense, if he's not gone unannounced. They have totally failed to create an international alliance. And this, it's a full-blown assault on American leadership and the American-led world order. And they were supposed to be the adults in the room. Tony Blinken was supposed to be the adult in the room. Well, he was, he came from the UPenn Biden Center leading the greatest election fraud in history with the 51 Intel officer letter. You mentioned the Belfer Center at Harvard. Yeah, all these experts, Eric Rosenbach and the like up there, they like to lecture on this endlessly. And the more they touch international affairs, the worse it becomes. We have seven instruments of national power: dime fill, diplomatic, information, military, economic, finance, intelligence, and law enforcement. President Trump and Dr. Navarro knew that the most important were economics and finance, and yet the Biden team, the only instrument they seem to know is the M instrument, the military instrument. That's me. It's my national security career. But we should be last to come in. If we're the first to come in, bad things are going to happen. But that's the Biden team only seems to understand the M instrument of national power. Now, the world is aflame right now. This is just the European and the Middle Eastern theater. Every one of these conflicts, it's China. And then we could go. There's 14. It's 1938. There's 14 conflicts in progress. And the worst, we got a proxy war going on in the Red Sea. This is so dangerous. It is a forever naval war. President Trump talked about forever wars. Well, we have to add a little more description. We have a forever naval war going on now in the Red Sea, which is, this is the Suez Canal up here, and that's where the Gaza violence is taking place as Israel meets out punishment on the Gazans. That's the all-important right there. But down here, this is where the Red Sea is at. And let's go on what's going on here. We just had another ship set on fire. We actually had our first killed in action of merchant mariners. These are innocents. These are civilians manning international shipping, and they're dying because of the Houthis. The Houthis work for Iran. Iran works for China. That's what's going on here. We just had the merchant vessel True Confidence receive a ballistic missile hit from the Houthis. It's been set on fire, three mariners killed. This is bad. So it's been abandoned. It's not designated as sunk yet, but this is now floating as a danger. Depending on what commodity you're talking about, anywhere from 10 to 40% of world economics flows through this narrow gap right here. This is huge. This is huge. Even if it isn't direct American economic interest, the problem is when everybody else gets squeezed, they start coming into our supply chains, which squeezes us. So the Houthis, now the U.S. Navy has done wonderful, but we got to look at this scorecard here. Okay, so over 60 ships attacked, well over. I'm watching. I have the number, telephone number to the CENTCOM watch floor. I've called him several times.
Colonel Mills, I'm going to hold you right there because we got to jump to a break, but you got to stay through the break. I love the charts. I know the audience is eating this up. It's also a perfect time to go to JaceMedical.com because this is big pharma. This is all the prescription drugs that you may need, but not reliant on Chinese Communist Party controlled supply chains, which we're always about made in the USA here in the war room. And what more important way to be focused on made in the USA products than your health? So you got to go to Jase Medical. That's JASEmedical.com. And we'll be right back.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. You know, the whole Bulwark, Tim Miller crowd is still, I think, in meltdown over what happened on that oh-so-magnificent Super Tuesday. I was honored to be at Mar-a-Lago. The president was in great spirits, as he should be. But it's so funny when the mainstream media loses it about congressional Republicans and the far-right, hardline wing of the Republican Party, how they're going to fundamentally change this country and destroy this country by doing mass deportations and, you know, cutting the budget to the FBI, the DOJ by millions, billions of dollars. It's like, I wish congressional Republicans would do that, but we're not playing with a team that's very well stacked or a very deep bench of people who are actually committed to that agenda. Most of them are Democrats, and most of them are so beholden to corporate donors who want open borders so they can have cheap labor that they couldn't even deport anyone if they wanted to. And believe me, they certainly don't. Of course, we also know they're abysmally wrecking things on the global stage. It's not just a result of incompetence. These are some of the most well-educated people at some of the most prestigious institutions in this country. It's intentional. They want to destroy this country. They want de-dollarization to happen. They want to make the United States fall. And frankly, I will start the clock now. You guys saw Victoria Nuland step down from the State Department. You know why she probably did? She probably realized that Ukraine has been destroyed to the maximum point that they could get it to. So now she wants to pivot and probably work in the private sector, probably join Raytheon or some management consulting firm, right? And make millions of dollars off of the country that she and her globalist neocon approach to foreign affairs created that situation in Ukraine so people like her could really weaponize that revolving door and make millions of dollars off this crisis. So I'm sure it'll probably be Victoria Nuland, John Kerry, and everyone else who used to work in the Biden regime starting some new shady, swampy consulting firm that they're going to launder your taxpayer dollars to make millions of dollars. That's just we'll call it a conspiracy theory, because then I guess that means it'll come true in, what, 6 months? But Colonel Mills, speaking of conspiracy theories, that is, of course, everything that's going on in China. We're not at war. What are you saying? I'll let you pick up where you left off if you want to keep taking us through that presentation.
Thank you, Natalie. We are at war, and everybody needs to realize it. You know, we're 85% of the population. We know what's going on. It's that 15% of the population that says everything is normal. Everything's okay. No, everything is not normal. Everything is not okay. We got a full-blown naval war going on in the Middle East here. Now, again, our Navy is doing wonderfully, but they're stretched thin. And just because we have a perfect batting record knocking down everything aimed at a U.S. Navy or U.S. flagship, that does not equal victory. In the end, we could still have a perfect batting record and lose, because this is about optics. This is about influence. The Chinese and the Iranian diplomats are running circles around our State Department. We don't even, why, they might as well cut State Department, because they have no ability to assert American interests. Dimefill starts with D. Diplomatic. That is always the most important. Where is State Department? We can't find them. What are they doing? We can't even figure out what they're doing they're having zero influence and they're being lapped daily by the Iranians and the Chinese. But in the naval war that's going on, so right up here, 60 plus attacks. And I have the telephone number to the watch floor at Central Command. And I've called them a number of times and I can't get straight answers out of them. I'm calling them as media and I just can't get straight answers here. But ships abandoned and sunk. We got two. We got now the True Confidence that's been abandoned. We have the Ruby Mar that's been sunk. Now, there's been experts, including members of the undersea cable community, who said, well, it was the Ruby Mar that broke the cable, the undersea cable. It wasn't the Houthis. I think that was very expedient and artful legalese to blame the Ruby Mar. They probably had their lawyers tell them to blame the Ruby Mar, not the Houthis, for breaking the undersea cable. I know a thing or two about undersea cables. I'm not convinced it was the Ruby Mar. It was the Houthis. But then ship crews and captured. We have at least three ships that have been captured and their crews. With Galaxy Leader is in Yemen. The Ruwen is in Somalia. And there was an unidentified ship reported captured on January 4th. I can't get any better. But that was from the UK, a maritime organization, very trustworthy and accurate. So we got three ships and crews captured. This is the Battle of the North Atlantic in World War II. Look at the U.S. forces committed. We got one of our carriers, the Eisenhower. We have a small carrier. It's actually pretty big. It's the Bataan and it's Expeditionary Strike Group. We have 5 to 7 cruisers, destroyers, 10 or more support vessels. And most importantly, we're blowing through the Navy O&M budget for that. This is so important. That's the operations and maintenance budget for the year, which pays for fuel, it pays for maintenance, it pays for all expendables. The Navy plans it out. Congress approves, they're blowing through that like crazy. And we fired more Tomahawk missiles at the Houthis in the first day than we made in the last 2 years. And guess what? Our Raytheon plant that makes Tomahawk cruise missiles, guess where it's at? It's just south of Tucson Airport. Guess what's coming up past our important missile plant in Tucson? 9,000 illegals a day from Nogales up the Green Valley surrounding our so important missile plant. How many Chinese special operators are in there? And when are they just going to cross the fence line at the Raytheon missile plant south of Tucson? It's crazy. But this is all about a failure to create a coalition. This is all, and this is primarily, it's Biden. It's also Blinken. It's their job to create a coalition, and they have totally failed on that. That is really the number one takeaway here. Perfect intercepts by the Navy, by the U.S. Navy, does not equal victory. It's becoming, hey, we've swatted down everything thrown at a U.S. flag shipper. Naval vessel, we must be winning. No, we aren't. The Houthis are getting their stock is soaring. Their stock is soaring. Oh, that's what happens when you give the two thumbs up there. Look what happened. Okay. China and Russia pass unmolested. Isn't that crazy? China has actually created a new mysterious shipping line out. It's a new front company, Sea Legend Shipping. That's the first time I met Steve Bannon was in 2014 after I wrote an article that appeared in a prestigious journal on the art of the front company that has been lost. And I was in government at the time. I was approved to do that article. Most of the Obama folks just clucked their tongue, but they were reading it. And so were the Chinese, because the Chinese just they know how to set up a front company just like that. They know how to set it up. We've totally lost that art form. So the Chinese and the Russians pass through no problem, no problem at all. But it's an overcommitment of U.S. forces. We take our eyes off the Western Pacific. And look what's happened. We got a total plummeting of transits through the Suez Canal. And then right below, also the Panama Canal, which is an additional story. The two primary choke points in the world, traffic has plummeted. Why? In the Suez, it's because of danger. You now have to pay war risk insurance rates unless you're a Chinese company or Russian company. The Panama Canal, it's the water issues, but I also suspect Chinese cyber misbehavior, primarily through the DJI drone company, which has this contract with the canal to provide security and airspace awareness for the canal. Well, that's your cyber entry point into the system to help them lose a little more water off of every flush of the big lock, the big new lock. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a war. The tip of the spear should be the State Department. They are passed out drunk in the gutter, and I'm being kind. And they're nowhere to be found, totally ineffective, and the Chinese and Iranian diplomatic operations are running circles around Foggy Bottom. Other than that, everything's going great.
I want to hold you through the break, and we're going to go to, I think, another congressman. So I want you to stay with us for a bit. But I'm just curious from your perspective. I know we talk about how a lot of this, it's not a happy accident or even an unhappy accident. It's intentional. But how have these sort of third-party organizations, these supranational entities, you know, the UNs of the world, the World Economic Forums of the world, kind of come in and muddled the waters of this situation or just complicated things, obviously, to the benefit of the CCP and the axis with Russia and all these countries who, of course, hate the United States?
Absolutely, they have a role. NGOs, we may have federal funding in it, but they always got to have a conference to discuss these things. In the UN, I used to have to work with the UN in a lot. And I know exactly how the UN behaves. I know exactly what they thought, and I know exactly what they talked about. And so the UN, step one, they always have to have a donors conference. They can't handle a crisis until you got to use the term, a legal term, humanitarian disaster. And you have to use that term because that's a legal term. And then you have to have a donors conference. And it's usually in Paris, and everybody has to fly there. On the dime of the taxpayer and think big thoughts. Will people suffer? Oh, you bet. They are an absolute drag coefficient on this world crisis, the world at war. We are a world at war right now.
And Colonel Mills, I want you to hang with us. I mean, like I said, I think we have a couple more congressmen who are going to be joining us. But in the meantime, you guys can go to birchgold.com/Bannon. You know, we're always focusing on the Chinese Communist Party here, how they're trying to really just destroy and decimate not just U.S. supply chains, but our economy as a whole. And when Colonel Mills just walked us through the experts in the room, I get triggered to Anthony Fauci whenever I hear that word, are so intent on destroying the United States dollar. You guys know it was the Yale professor, I believe, who said that if we take seized Russian assets and give them to Ukraine, we will basically solidify the de-dollarization trends that we're seeing, destroy the U.S. dollar and continue to prop up basically the Chinese Communist Party. Fun fact, I'm sure Hunter Biden will benefit immensely from all of that, given all the business deals that he has held with these entities. A lot of the Chinese energy deals that they're pursuing, particularly with Sinopec, which is a company that enjoyed over $1 billion of investment from Hunter Biden. All of those energy deals are being done in yuan, not the U.S. dollar. So quite literally, the Biden family is profiting off of the de-dollarization going on here in the United States. So when we say managed decline, I think maybe we've hit the threshold where it's actually accelerated decline. We got Congressman Dan Meuser joining us after the break. We'll be right back.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money in our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome back to the War Room. It's still Natalie G. Winters hosting, filling in for the one and only Stephen K. Bann. Big shoes to fill, but I'm trying. Luckily, we got Congressman Dan Muser to join to help me out from Pennsylvania's 9th District. Now, we played earlier in the show a clip from MSNBC where sort of the new angle of attack is that because you guys are refusing to take the watered down, I would say, efforts from Democrats in name only and Republicans in name only attempt to, you know, fix the immigration crisis, that you guys are actually aiding and abetting what's happening, or if you guys are trying to counter, government weaponization against the MAGA movement, that you guys are playing into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels. That's, of course, gaslighting and spin. We know immigration is the number one issue that they love to lie to the American people about. But I'm just curious, in your district, do you think people will fall for those lies that are going to, of course, be peddled by Joe Biden tonight, that it's actually you guys who are to blame for what's going on at the southern border?
Yeah, tonight's certainly not going to be a profile in courage. We're going to be watching the President of the United States blame Republicans for the crisis that the 90% of the country understands he created. And from day one, and it was quite deliberate, all the executive orders, all the reversal of the very successful initiatives of the Trump administration, where we, in fact, had a secure border. This president decided to come in with his ideological team and reverse from Remain in Mexico to asylum laws to catch and release, you name it, to offend the Mexican government as well, so they no longer are assisting us. And lo and behold, we have millions, almost 10 million, probably more than 10 million illegals that have entered our country. And I've been to the real border several times, four times, and saw the human trafficking, saw the drugs, saw how the Customs and Border Patrol have no real idea of who they're processing other than a phone number written on the individual's arm, who, if it was a woman, there was a one-third chance she was sexually assaulted on her way through. If it's a young man, we don't know if he's a criminal or whoever it might be. So it's an unmitigated disaster completely caused by this, quite deliberately, by Secretary Mayorkas, serving as the lackey for Joe Biden. And we have one of the worst disasters our country has ever seen. And yes, so for the president to stand up there and blame that on someone else will be enormously frustrating. And look, I think the numbers show that his percentages of trust, whether or not people are better off today than they were 4 years ago, all of that, I think Biden's imploding, and he has to. We don't have a choice. We must reelect President Trump, and the border is just one, unfortunately, of the many crises that need to lead the American people, the vast majority, to vote this poor soul, terrible president out of office.
Whether it's scrapping the vetting for Chinese migrants or getting rid of DNA testing for minor aliens who are trying to enter the United States, sounds like you've been to the southern border. Do you think it's fair to say that what we're seeing going on there, it's not a result of incompetence or just ideological differences, though, of course, these people don't believe in borders. They believe in global government and they hate the word sovereignty. But do you think that there is something intentional going on? Are they trying to import voters? Are they trying to rig the census? What do you think is going on here? Why are they refusing to shut down the border? And why do they get so enraged when we say shut down the border, no money to Ukraine?
It actually starts with ideology. I mean, they view the United States as an oppressor nation, our history and current state of affairs. You see it on our streets. That's why they've discredited and defunded the police, demoralized the police. They've turned criminals into victims. They've turned victims into perhaps criminals or just that's just the byproduct of their ideology. Deal with it. This is a transition as far as they're concerned. So they're ruining our cities with the levels of crime that exist. And the level of legals that have come in, again, we now have what I think President Trump properly coined as migrant crime. I mean, we're seeing it. We're seeing this horrific Lincoln-Riley situation where the Biden administration won't say her name. These people have their very Machiavellian viewpoint. They feel the end justifies the means. And meanwhile, you know, the vast majority of Americans are suffering the consequences. I do also believe that the voter initiative, the voter idea of creating more voters in Texas, in Arizona primarily, and obviously other places, Pennsylvania for that matter, is definitely a positive development byproduct of this ideology that I think Obama feels he missed during his administration and probably required it of the Biden administration in order for them to, you know, let's face it, get behind Biden and make him president.
We know they've used one of the, I guess you could say, several Trump indictments to distract from the Biden crime family. It's a shame that we have to dedicate so much time on this program and, frankly, all shows to what's going on at the southern border because we don't have time to talk about, you know, where your investigations are going with the Biden crime family and all of those wonderful members and all the, what is it, several dozen shady LLCs and bank accounts. I know it was just announced that Hunter Biden is likely going to be testifying publicly. Can you give us a little, maybe looking downrange, what we can expect from that, when you think it'll happen, just kind of directionally where it's going?
Sure. Well, you know, Hunter Biden's defense, even in the behind closed doors deposition, was that I'm a liar. That was his defense. I lied when I said my father was sitting next to me. I lied that the laptop was mine, that it was Russian disinformation. He's still contending that. I lied when I said to my daughter, well, you don't have to give your father half of your elicited income. His defense was he's a liar. So he's going to continue to lie. And his lie... And he also stated, of course, that he never discussed his business with his father, with which we got 20 different instances where Joe Biden did speak with his business associates, quote unquote, the people they were extorting. Let's face it. We have emails. We have phone calls. We have eyewitnesses. We have a cover up within the IRS and the DOJ. Weiss is complicit in all of this. So it's a high level of insidious, obvious corruption. And we, you know, how do you not illuminate the American people to that, provide the transparency? I mean, Jamie Comer can talk about it for an hour, and it's all factual. He there's no hyperbole. There's no exaggeration. Projecting what might be. I mean, all he talks about is what has happened, what we know, and what else that they are going to continue to look for. And I didn't mention the payments. I mean, you know, just because Jim Biden wrote on two large checks to President Joe Biden loan, that doesn't fly. That's illegal. They broke the law. Because they did not document the loan properly. That's fraud. That's tax evasion. That's all those things. And by the way, it's 5 years of jail in the state of Delaware. So we're pursuing that as well. And how do you not this level of corruption? Let's face it. If President Trump, we all know this, got 50 cents, not 5 million from the Moscow mayor's wife, from millions from China, from Chinese nationals, from Kazakhstan, from Romania. We're not talking about a business person in Paris. We're not talking about, you know, a fine firm in the UK. Or we're really talking about the darkest corners of the world that's the only place that they could do their dark business. And if there was any link with somebody like President Trump or his family, if they receive 50 cents, it would be 24/7 90% of the media out there, and they would have been indicted a long time ago. So this is a farce. American people have to understand it, and this is all part of draining the swamp. We need to rid our system as best we can of these characters that thwart the law, obviously think they're above the law, and try to bring some integrity to the United States government.
Congressman, if people want to follow you, support you, check out everything you're working on, where can they go to do all that?
Well, call my office, check out my my website, of course, Rep. Muser at house.gov. Just go on Facebook, Dan Muser for Congress, Congressman Dan Muser. Either way, you'll find me. We could use your support. I appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. We're determined
to win Pennsylvania for President Trump. So we could use your support there. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. Colonel Mills, I hope we still have you. Now, I know you said there are, 14, a little more than a baker's dozen global conflicts going on right now that the Biden regime can take credit for. Now, we don't have time to walk through all of them, but I would love if you could walk us through at least some of them and how they all interconnect.
Yeah, the world's aflame. It's on fire. It's because of China and the globalists. Just in the European and Middle East theater, we got a number of conflicts going on. Ukraine, that was China. Everybody wants to say other things and talk about corruption, which a lot of that's true. China. This was Russia's gift to China as part of the No Limits Agreement to take down America. And so that was part of it. Driving America out of the Iraq and Syria. Trump got us out. Biden put us right back in. That's Iran. That's China. Gaza and Hamas. That's Iran. That's China. Iran's going at it with Pakistan. That's China setting up a fight club with two of its subordinates. And also, next likely move for Russia, driving across Poland and Belarus to create that land bridge to Kaliningrad. So that's just in the European and Middle Eastern area. Now, what we have here, this is very concerning. I came back from Taiwan, and thank you to everybody who supported this on War Room. I'm going back in September, but the stormy season starts in April, goes till about October. I'm afraid of something happening with China against Taiwan. And I think there's two circumstances here. Get to know Kinmen Island. It's a county of Taiwan. Get to know Matsu County. That's a county of Taiwan. Penghu's right here. We now have permanent base camps for our special operators on Kinmen, Penghu, and on Taiwan proper. Right after the election, China got very mad and unilaterally declared a change in air traffic control procedures. M503 comes south. They pushed it right up to the center line. They're weaponizing air traffic here, trying to create a shoot-down situation. And I'm concerned when one of those airliners takes a hard right on W123 past Kinmen, they'll just declare an in-flight emergency. Hey, we have to land at the Kinmen
Airport.
And
Colonel Mills, I'm going to stop you right there because we got to jump to break, but I want to hold you through because I'll have you pick up where you left off. And I think we got the one and only Mike Lindell joining us too. We'll be right back.
Beware, when's the last time you checked your home title? Never, right? Cybercriminals may have already forged your name off your home's title. His name is on your home's title. He's going to take out loans using your equity. You won't know until foreclosure notices show up for unpaid home loans he took out on your house. Now, I rely on Home Title Lock to protect my home's title. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Let me repeat that. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Question: has some criminal taken over your title? Find out for free when you sign up. Code Bannon at sign up. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Let me repeat that. You get a free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. This is all free. Go to Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. Take action today. Take the angst of this off of your plate. Don't let these cyber bandits, these cyber thugs, coupled with artificial intelligence, mess with your home equity. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. Thanks for hanging with me. I know I'm no Stephen K. Bannon, but hey, the Gladiator School is pretty good. I try. Force Multiplier Academy, too. Like I said, I'll be speaking here in West Palm Beach, Florida on March 14th if you want to come. The link is on my Twitter. And, of course, you can always shop my entirely USA-made clothing brand. We have some new immigration-inspired apparel, and our misinformation hats are back in stock. You can go to shesoright.co, not .com.co, if you want to do that. But Colonel Mills, real quick, a few minutes, we got to go to Mike Lindell, but if you could just wrap up what you were saying specifically there where we can see it on the map. Yeah.
Next 90 to 120 days, watch Kinmen. Kinmen is only 4,000 feet away from, that's less than a mile, 4,000 feet away from China. That's right here. We almost went to nuclear war with China during the Eisenhower days because they were threatening to come on over here. We have, again, a special forces base camp now. We've officially announced. They're training the Taiwanese how to take out any fast boats or if airliner shows up unannounced to Kinmen Airport with a lot of Chinese special forces on board. So we're there now training the Taiwanese. But I think that's a full-blown Normandy invasion of Taiwan. We'd already see evidence of them getting ready for that. I don't see that. I see them trying to strip away Kinmen by the end of the spring so that she can deliver a victory and say, hey, I got Taiwan, or at least part of it. So this is the place to watch, is Kinmen.
Colonel Mills, thank you so much for joining us and making the best charts and the best graphics. If people want to follow you and probably look at all these graphics, where can they go to do all that?
Oh, thank you, Natalie. Colonel Rhett John, Colonel R.E.T. John, Substack, Getter, and Truth. And also, my books are War Against the Deep State and The Nation Will Follow. You can get signed copies on my store, Lindell My Store. Just use code WARROOM, and you get signed copies of the book.
What a perfect segue to our next guest. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a good one.
Thank you, Natalie. You too. Thank you.
Speaking of the My Store, I think we have someone you guys know, Mike Lindell, joining us. Now, Mike, you're always on the road. You do so many events. You must drink Warpath coffee. I don't know how you do it. But where are you right now? It looks like
right now, I'm actually, if you hear the alarms going off, I'm actually in Illinois. I've been here for 27 events, but they got a fire alarm going off. So I ducked in here to the hallway here to do the show. We've done 70 events in 3 days to get the word out. We want to go to every county in the country to get your paper ballots hand counted. And we're well on our way. We've got over 350 counties in the country that are committed to paper ballots hand counted. Now they have let us thank the War Room Posse. They make this possible because, you know, my bill is always under attack. And they have just supported my employee-owned company. It's just been absolutely amazing.
Now, I feel like there is a non-zero chance that the fire alarm was pulled because they knew you were coming on the War Room. They were trying to get in the way of your hit. I would not put that past them. But let the posse know in terms of, and by the way, if you have to go, it is all good. We don't want to put you, we need you healthy. But what is the latest when it comes to deals and everything at the factory? How are things, hopefully better than where you are right now? How are things going at the factory?
Yeah, people are running down the halls here. But we'll get the specials to the War Room. We're not going to stop that. We our box store that canceled on Thanksgiving, canceled these curtail sheets that we were bringing into their store. We have 22,000 sets that we're going to sell to the courtroom posse for basically cost. The queen size are 26.98. King size have a length of 29.98. I don't know if you, there they are, you guys. This is the biggest national in history for my bill. You want to, their loss is that box score loss is you guys' game. Once they're gone at this card, use promo code WARROOM. They're call my operators 800-873-1062. We still have some of those open box flippers left too. If you go to the website, Natalie, they can all get all the specials exclusive to the War Room. And we are just so grateful, everybody, for all of you at the War Room Posse. And there we go. There's the slippers. We've got the Giza. We put those on sale too. The premium Giza, $24.77 for the queen size. Those are making my pill 100% made in the USA, the patented fill, the six-piece house sets for $29.98, you guys. All this stuff, the War Room has been so good as the posse has. And I know here in Illinois, they don't know all about the War Room out here in the posse. That's all they watch. Yesterday, we had a whole group of them on the War Room. But also, too, everybody, remember, the MyStore.com, I set that up to over 1,000. I think there's 1,500 entrepreneurs with their great products there. You can use that promo code WARROOM there and get all the savings there, and you're supporting our great entrepreneurs and USA-made products there.
Well, Mike, I think of all the spots you've ever done on this show, I think this has to be the best one ever. It shows how committed, if there's ever been, I think, a better reason to go to MyPillow.com, use promo code WARROOM, no other promo codes. You are willing to risk your life amidst a fire alarm to plug the pillows and to fight for election integrity. So I know the audience is very grateful. Hit us one more time if we can hear you with the number, with the promo code, with all the stuff.
Yeah, use promo code War Room, everybody. Go to mypillow.com/War Room, or you can go to mystore.com, everybody, and get everything's on sale for the War Room Posse. But those sheets, those percale sheets that box store backed out on, you will never see a price like these. Brand new percale, awesome sheets, all the colors, $26.98 for the queen, $29.98 for the king size. Once those 22,000 sets are gone yesterday, I think we went through about 5,000 of them. So the War Room Posse gets them all, you guys. Go get them. Thank you so much. And I see the hallways are clear in the hotel now, so they must all be outside. So,
Wasn't it just a few days ago that the New York Times was saying you guys were quite literally burning down democracy? I guess that's a nice metaphor, a nice fitting end to the show today. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Natalie.
And War Room Posse, of course, promo code War Room. Thank you so much for hanging with me. Don't worry, Steve will be back for the 5 p.m. show. I'll be hosting the 6 p.m., and I'm sure we'll have some sort of live coverage of the State of the Union. As always, thanks so much. Natalie G. Winters out.
Tax Network USA is pure War Room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. WARROOM Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.